This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your chance to win a little cash coming up in here in just a bit as Texans All Access will follow us. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they'll get you ready for right in their reaction to day ones of OTAs, their observations, a little news and notes coming from Vandy and John Harris. You know, boy, John Harris, I bet he was out there.
Johnny was in it now. Johnny's in it. I heard him talking a little yesterday after our show on Texans All Access, talking a little bit about, you know, what he expects to see. So we'll definitely get observations from Vandy and Mark Harris. Johnny Harris, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and also behind them, Area 45 live and local. Sure, we'll hear about the Astros and what they're doing. Also OTAs today as well. I'm sure you hear a lot of the news of the day coming from them as well, as they will bring it to you right after Texans All Access, 7 to 11, the best late-night sports talk show here in Houston. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. And as I said here, coming up momentarily, your chance to win a little cash. Now, Tyler's done pretty well, made a little cash today with the Astros. He's going to go Western Conference Finals, do a little basketball for you tonight as OKC takes on the T-Wolves. That'll be a lot to do with a little money making, and he did pretty good yesterday. All right, he had six on the table, won four of them yesterday, and looked pretty good. So stay tuned for that as he is sitting after one day, short week, 66%. See if he can add to that and make you a little cash on T-Mill's best bets. Coming up next. All right, you said this, which intrigued me, that, like, hey, who's going to be the third person, right? We're sitting there saying, all right, let's see where Higgins is. Let's see. Higgins seems to be the guy that has the body type that makes the perfect sense to be the receiver that's on the outside opposite of Nico Collins. You sit, you know, Christian Kirk in between them, maybe Dalton Schultz tight end, whatever. But it seems like you got two marquee outside receivers. And today, as you saw, the one reps, Davis Mills was the one pulling the trigger, being that CJ didn't do any throwing. But when you walked out there, right, you said you saw Nico, you saw Christian Kirk, but the third guy was not Higgins, was not Xavier Hutchinson, who you would think would even fit that even more. It was John Metchie, the former second-round pick, Clint. was out there as the third receiver, which you were talking about a little bit on the other side, but that is intriguing to me because it feels like you have two slots out there playing two spots, and there's only one slot position out there.
Well, we don't have any idea exactly what Nick Caley's offense is going to look like, right? Is it going to be the interchangeable, everybody does everything, or is it truly going to be some outside receivers, and you've got a slot, a true slot, and you've got a couple of guys that can handle that duty. Today, it wasn't necessarily slot versus outside as much as just it seemed like John Metchie. Of all the veterans, it seemed like John Metchie was getting consistent reps. Nico and Christian were kind of in and out pretty quick, and it just seemed like John Metchie was in the game quite a bit once again. And look, that's fine. To each their own. We'll see how Metchie can take the opportunity and run with it. It just seems like I think one question going into this year, especially when you draft two receivers, two of the top three draft picks that you have this year, the question is how patient are they going to be with some of these other guys, the Xavier Hutchinsons, the John Metchies? How patient are they going to be with those guys, and how quickly are they going to bring along the young guys, right? We'll see. It looks like, based on one day, but it does look like John Metchie, as has been the case leading up the last couple of years, it looks like John Metchie is going to get every opportunity to win a job once again.
It's just when you say that,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Felt like I wonder how much we will see, and you just brought that, how much we will see in game a John Metchie and Christian Kirk on the field together. Like, they, if there are, multiple, how many times we'll see those two? Those two seem like they feel the same role out here. And I know Nick Caserio said that Christian Kirk is a guy that has some versatility. He can play inside out. Talked about how he played outside at Arizona and had some success there. But it would seem like when they drafted certain guys, they made sense for fits for this group. And that's why we were saying, boy, you know, John Metchie, it's going to be a tough sell for him to kind of get through there.
Look, I think if Christian Kirk ends up playing an outside receiver, like enough to where, I'm not talking about in hybrid formations he ends up out there, but I'm talking about enough to where it matters, where we notice. It's only because something's missing, right? It's only because you have to. Look, they're taking, or at least what they're saying is they're going to take the best five offensive linemen that they can put out there instead of having, hey, we got these guards, these centers, this tackles, this is what we're going to work with. You know, the wide receiver position has been very similar under Bobby Sloak. It's just everything's interchangeable. I would be shocked. Like Nico Collins, again, you can do whatever you want with Nico Collins, but as you look over a larger sample size, Nico Collins is going to be a boundary receiver, period. Right? You look over a larger sample size, Christian Kirk's going to be a slot receiver. He's not an outside receiver. If you're doing that, it's because somebody else is not performing. Somebody else is hurt. You don't have the guys, right? It can't be the case, right? And then you look at it, Metchie is not proven that he can be a starting outside receiver in this game, in this league. Again, if John Metchie is having to start outside at the wide receiver position, then it's because Higgins didn't pan out. It's because Xavier Hutchinson isn't a guy that can create any level of separation out there, right? So I still believe that they're going to go to a more specialized wide receiver group versus just the everybody does everything. But I think a question as we go through the offseason here, as we get into training camp, is what is John Metchie's role? We've seen them be very, very patient with John Metchie. He seems to get more opportunity than everybody else, unless it's Nico or unless it's Steph Diggs kind of thing. And I wonder how long that's going to play out. Yeah, we'll see.
No, that's fair. We'll see how things go. Day two tomorrow, mm-hmm. We'll see how different that looks. Well, hopefully CJ is on the field. Then I will wonder, he talked about, Brandon Scott talked about a little injury potential thing. I wonder if the plan is CJ not throwing at all this week, that will be interesting. Installing a new offense and new parts. All right, Tyler, let's win the folks some money here. Go ahead and get us T-Mill's best bet.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Started off on the right foot last night.
There you go.
Hit 4 of 6. Hit all three of the Astros bets, most of which were hit really by like the fourth or fifth inning. But we're gonna switch it up tonight. Going to switch over to some hoops since the Astros played some afternoon baseball and got that dub. We got the Thunder and the Timberwolves in action for the Western Conference Finals this evening, and I got 5 bets for you tonight in this game. Very player prop heavy here. Mm. 4 of the 5 are going to be player props for you. If you miss any of these, go to the Twitter @TMLRealDeal where I have it posted. First, I am on the Minnesota Timberwolves with some points. T-Wolves +8. The line's been holding there pretty good all day. I like the T-Wolves +8 tonight. Not saying they win this thing outright, but I think it'll be close. Then I got SGA under 33.5 points.
Ooh.
That one's a tough one. Literally 1 point lower. If it was listed at 32.5, I probably wouldn't have touched it. I know that can seem silly, but just follow the money. Put some in your pocket. SGA under 33.5 tonight. Then the Bald Mamba. The Aggie himself, the great Alex Caruso.
Bald Mamba.
Over 8.5 points for the Bald Mamba, Alex Caruso. That is a lock. I have hit his over points multiple times this season. Last two here for you real quick. The stick figure known as Chet Holmgren. Under 8.5 rebounds tonight. We have won money on that if you've been following Best Bets for long. And then lastly, soft-ass Rudy Gobert. Under. Also 8.5 rebounds for him at a bit worse odds than old stick figure Chet. But those are your 5 best bets for tonight between the Thunder and T-Wolves. Ron, Clint, any of those you love? Any of those you just hate?
I would not even touch SGA. He's just so liable to go off.
That's no fun.
Or I just don't. Boy, that's just a number. You're like, I can clearly see him getting 34 points. He just, nobody has scored it easier than he does. Caruso, you have. He's not in eclipse. He has been able to get around the 9-10 mark a lot in this series, but he's so tight with it. I don't know about that one. Rudy, I love that one. I don't know that Rudy's going to play a lot, play enough so to get those rebounds, just because defensively they end up having to take him off the
floor. That's the one I would like, is Rudy Gobert. I mean, I don't even, there's a good chance he don't play enough to get 9.
Yeah, to have that opportunity. They got to take him off the floor. I like the Rudy one. You got a couple, boy, that they are dicey, but that's why they pay you the big bucks.
You are correct. Let's ride.
You're up today. All right, well, good for you. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Area 45 following them. Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us with his Texans report. Clint, fantastic job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Left field was not meant for the lollipop.
Hey, man, if he was 30, he'd have caught that, man. That's when he had his hops, man.
Oh, yeah, his torch was off.
He had his hops,
it wasn't
man.
Just
he
his was timing. His torch was off, man.
Caught that damn thing. He'd have had his hops. By the way,
hit your mom's yesterday, though.
I do. Hey, I'm in a good space.
That never crossed my mind, you
pervert.
Well,
when you said it yesterday, I thought that's exactly. What are we doing?
Anybody need any throat coat? I got it for you. Your throat is giving you.
If anybody's looking for the Stro Goat, Tyler's got that one.
He's got it too.
All 4 feet of him.
Really, really happy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.